Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024 of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag verder oor die Wes-Kaapse regering se energieveerkragtigheidsprogram. Maar soos ouder gewoonte kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Die Voedsel- en Landbouorganisasie van die Verenigde Nasies het berig dat die voedselprysindeks in maart stabiel gebly het. 'N Merkwaardige stygging in groenteoliepryse het 'n daling in wêreldgraan- en suikerpryse teengewerk. Die indeks was in maart gemiddeld 127,1 punte, wat 'n 6,9% verhoging vanaf die vorige jaar weerspieël, maar het 20,7% onder sy hoogtepunt in maart 2022 gebly. Die internasionale varsproduktemarkvereniging het sterk kommer uitgespreek na die aankondiging deur Amerikaanse president Donald Trump op 2 April dat 'n 30% tarief op Suid-Afrikaanse varsprodukte ingestel gaan word met ingang vandag. Hierdie stap is deel van 'n breër tariefstrategie wat 'n 10% tarief op invoere van alle lande wêreldwyd insluit. Suid-Afrika se presidentskap het ook gereageer en beklemtoon die behoefte aan dringende handelsonderhandelinge met die VSA om 'n nuwe bilaterale handelsooreenkoms te bereik wat wedersyds voordelig sal wees. Ons gesels vandag met 'n spesiale adviseur van premier Alan Mundy van die Wes-Kaap, Alvie Lester. Alvie, het gemeenskappe genoeg gedoen om te sê ons is nou van beerdkrag geïsoleer en beskerm, al is beerdkrag minder die laaste ampere jaar?
So I think firstly we're very happy that Eskom has managed to keep the energy availability factor at a reasonable level. I do want to say it's still not acceptable. It's much better than it was in the past. We're thankful that we don't have load shedding. But again, you know, we had similar windows in the past where we went for 5-6 years with no load shedding. And then we saw load shedding come back with such a vengeance that, you know, the economy just struggled to cope. I think for us to say that we've insulated ourselves against load shedding, I would want to suggest that you have to have close to 80% of your load that is not dependent on Eskom. And the 20% you can manage. And we're not at that point.
Sal ons ooit daar uitkom en wat kan nog gedoen word?
We believe that we would get to that 80% of own generation or private generation in the province. We think we'll likely get there by about 2032. So our work continues despite the load shedding reprieve that we have. Like I say, our drive is to also make sure that we're able to secure a decarbonized, affordable and a sustainable energy source going forward. And load shedding really fits into the first objective, which is to manage, you know, an energy related disaster.
Hoe kan inwoners van die provinsie meer oor hierdie program uitvind en betrokke raak?
So there are a couple of options that people can actually look at in terms of trying to get a view of what we're doing. The one is through our website, and that is www.westerncape.gov.za/110green. And on there you will find lots of information about our program, our projects, our status, etc. in terms of the program that we're running. The other thing that we're going to be launching probably within the next few weeks is that we're going to be launching two dashboards. One will be a public-facing dashboard. We, again, through our website or through our app, citizens are able to actually access the dashboard. And depending on which town or which municipality you're in, you can actually see what projects are being rolled out in your municipality or in your town, how far we are, what sort of budgets have we set aside, etc., for energy projects. And then the second one would be an internal dashboard, which is really looking at our stakeholders and providing them with an online update around the programs that we're running. So those will be predominantly the sources that we use. In the past, we've used sort of weekly digicons to keep people informed around what's happening in the province around energy and what our program looks like.
En dit was de speciale adviseur van premier Alan Mundy van die Weskaap, Alwie Lester. Dank je dat je vandaag bij ons aangeskakel het.
BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek op webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.